السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام على سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over the receivers. In Monday night's majlis, I was discussing the incident in the life of Hazrat Shaykh Abu Hazim radiyallahu anhu wa rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a tabi, so that's why we call him rahmatullahi alayhi. Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik was the governor at that time, or he was the king and the ruler at that time. He was the Amirul Mu'mineen at that time. So Amirul Mu'mineen was proceeding for Hajj. When he stopped at Madina Sharif, he inquired, is there anyone who has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is still alive, that is still living? They said, no, we don't have anybody that is living from amongst the Sahabas, but we have a very great Tabi. We don't have anybody that is living who has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we have a very great tabi, one who has acquired knowledge from the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, who has met the Sahaba-e-Kiram. He says, he's a sheikh of the place, he's a mufti, he's a qazi. So there was a desire in the heart of the Amirul Mu'mineen to meet him. Some discussion took place, which I discussed in the Monday night majlis. But just to recap, without any going into further explanation on those points, that the first thing that Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik asked Shaykh Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayh, said that why is it that we dislike maut? Why is it that we just don't want to even think of maut? What is the reason for that? So the reason is that we have built up our dunya and we have demolished or spoiled our akhirat, and as a result we do not want to go to the akhirat, because maut is the only way in which you can go to the akhirat. It's a bridge over which you cross into the akhirat. So we do not like to cross that bridge, because we seem to have built up our empire in this world. Everything for us is this world. Again, we must not misunderstand that this world, Allah Ta'ala sent us here and He created the entire universe for mankind. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, fly high in the air, make use of science, technology, everything to make life comfortable, to speed up communication, all those type of things, it's all permissible to make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Eating, drinking, wearing clothes, building homes. This is not dunya. It is dunya when these things divert us from the remembrance of the akhirat, from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, or it just seems to trap us, that dunya seems to trap us, that all the time we are just watching our bank balance, our properties, our investments, how much have we got in this world. We just don't think of what have we sent ahead for the akhirat. The place where we are going to go and live forever and ever, we just don't seem to worry and concern ourselves about that, because we are all the time looking at our own cars, our own homes, our own clothes, our own properties, our own bank balances and investments. So as a result, our heart is so attached, that when the angel of death will come and tell us, in fact, he's not going to even tell us, he's not going to wait, he's not going to announce, he's not going to give us a ring. He's not going to ask us for permission, that do I have your permission? because you are a very busy person. I can see you just don't have the time. And your investments are very, very heavy in this world. So therefore I want to seek your permission to take you to the hereafter. He's not going to do that. So there's nothing wrong with investments, there's nothing wrong with properties, there's nothing wrong with the material things. If it is within the parameters of Sharia, the person has acquired it in a halal way and is using it for good purposes, then there's nothing wrong. But when his heart is attached that he just don't want to even think of going to the akhirat, because he says, what's going to happen to all this fortune that I have here? How am I going to part from these things? So they said that is the reason why we don't want to think of maut, because we don't want to go to a place that we haven't built up. We have built up everything in this world. Whereas you use the same thing to build up the akhirat. So I discussed that in the Monday night majlis. Then the second thing that he said, that how do I know what Allah Ta'ala has got for me in the akhirat? What has he got for me? How can I know? He said, well, present yourself on the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Use that as a meter, as a gauge. Innal abarara lafi naqim. Those who are the righteous ones, those who are pious, those who are God-fearing, those who have got taqwa in them, those who have good actions and amal in their lives, then for them is Jannat. Paradise, where there's been no pain, no problem, no sickness, no disease, no jealousy, no malice, no greed, no pride, no anger, no fight, no quarrels, no disputes, no arguments, nothing but enjoyment, enjoyment. A kingdom the person will have in Jannat. Whatever he desires, his desire will be fulfilled. A small kind of khudai, as they say, he will have in Jannat. So he says, now you present yourself on that. If you've got that, then Allah Ta'ala has got Jannat. And for those who are indulging in evil actions and deeds, sinful deeds and actions, unconcerned about the akhirat, negligent, then they will go to Jahannam. Then he said, how can we get the rahmat of Allah? How do I know where is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala? To get the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, where must I search for it? He said, if you want to search for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, then إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who have got the sifat of ihsan in them, those who are the doers of good, or they've got the sifat of ihsan, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is very, very close to them. So if you want to look for the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, then that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْنِي بِتَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي وَلَا تُشْقِنِي بِمَعْصِيَتِكَ. O Allah, have mercy upon me by the giving up of sins of mine. That means if you want the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, then we're saying, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq to give up sins in my life. Then I know I got your mercy. We cannot get Allah Ta'ala's mercy until we give up sins. All those who say jadu is done, and we don't deny that there is such a thing as jadu. But every little problem, the person says, jadu, jadu, I don't know, something has blocked my risk, something has blocked my marriage, something has blocked this and something has blocked that. Who has got the time to keep sitting and making jadu on everyone? There is, it is a haqiqat, we don't deny it, and it's in abundance too. But at the same time, we have to see our actions and deeds. Say, don't make me an unfortunate one because of my sins and masiyat, by way of explanation. Says that my sins, if I'm indulging in sins, then that is what will make me an unfortunate person. So if you want good fortune, then engage in good deeds. And again, good deeds does not mean that the person will become an abnormal person. This is something we must get out of our heads, that when the person becomes pious, now he became an abnormal person. He cuts off from the world, from dunya. There's no more any happiness in his life, no laughter, no cheer, no smile, nothing. Now this person will remain gloomy and sulky with his wife, with his children. In fact, he will divorce everybody and go away into the mountainside or dig one grave and go and sleep in there. Nothing of that sort. He will live a perfectly normal life, a very balanced life. In fact, Allah Ta'ala will give him enjoyment. What enjoyment he has, the kings of the world don't know that enjoyment. And this is not just a fantasy world that I'm talking about. It's a reality. But we can't see it. How can we see into the heart of the person what is he enjoying? Nevertheless, So he says, "Inna rahmatullah qareebun min al-muhsinin." And that is where we stopped. We will take on one more question for tonight and continue, inshallah, in the Monday night majlis. Then he said that, "How, O Abu Hazim, how do I know, how will I be presented before my Allah on the day of Qiyamah?" He was a pious Amirul Mumineen also, and Abu Hazim, Rahmatullah alayhi tabi, he says that, "How do I know, how will I be presented before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah?" One was, what has Allah ta'ala got in store? And here he says that, in what condition, in how will I be brought before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Because every person has to answer. Every person will be brought before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What a reply Shaykh Abu Hazim Rahmatullah gave. He says the person, I'm just giving you an explanation of what he said. So the person who has believed in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the person has done righteous deeds, the person has engaged in actions that were pleasing to his Allah Ta'ala and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this world, then he will be brought before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala like a person who has left his home for a few days and he's gone out visiting somewhere. He went for Hajj, he went for Umrah, or he went on a business trip, somewhere he went. For a few days he went. Now that person has got wife, he's got children. I'm just giving you the explanation. Now he's got wife, he's got children. Now he's looking forward to going back home. He looks forward to going back home because he's got children, he's got a home. So the person, he's looking forward now. When is the next flight now that I can take? I've finished with my work, I'm over with my holidays. Now Hajj is over, Umrah is over. Now I want to go back home. Now the person is looking forward to returning home. So how the person returns home happily and looks forward to meeting his family and looks forward to his home which gives him comfort. So that is how that person who was engaging in righteous deeds and actions, he will be brought before Allah Ta'ala. In other words, very, very happily. He is not going to be sort of feeling very pressurized that he's coming before Allah Ta'ala. He will be brought with great respect, with great dignity. The angels will present him before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And just as he was looking forward to the mulaqat with Allah Ta'ala is also looking forward to the mulaqat with the servant of his. Why? Because he was restraining himself from haram. He was taking that pressure on his nafs. There was temptations all around. Fitnas were lashing at him from all sides. But he was taking it on his heart. My Allah must not become displeased. Nafs and shaitan are not my Allah. So that person will be brought like that. And that person who was just fulfilling the desires of his nafs, and he was just following his whims and fancies, and he was just following in the footsteps of shaitan, and every temptation, whatever comes into the heart, he must go for it. Whether it is adultery, fornication, watching filth on the movie screen, or whether it is watching on the filthy internet site, or whether reading some filthy magazine, or fraud, or cheating, or speaking lies, or gambling, whatever, as long as it was something that gave his nafs, his ego and his passions, or it gave his nafs and shaitan happiness, the person went for it. Temptations everywhere. He was just going for it, hook, line and sinker. So that person will be brought before Allah Ta'ala like a slave who has run away from his master, and he is caught by the police or the security or the forces, and he is dragged and brought before the master. And he knows what is awaiting him. Those days of slavery, we don't even know what the slaves used to go through. It was Islam that gave them freedom and salvation. They used to be whipped, they used to be beaten up, they used to be chained, they used to be dragged, they used to be persecuted and tortured. So this slave who has run away now, he knows what I must expect. Nothing but torture and pain and problem. So if the person was indulging in those things, then that is how he will be brought before Allah Ta'ala. So he says, Abu Hazim Rahmatullah Alayhi says, now you see in the light of these two groups, that which one are you from amongst? Ha! wasn't for him, it's for us. Which group are we in? We have to check our lives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with the barakat of these majlises of zikr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the himmat and the courage to throw out of our lives all the filth and the evil that has entered our world. Then only we will find sukoon. Wallah, we will find sukoon. Thousands of people cannot be wrong if they say that after giving up sins, we have found sukoon. There are so many. So let us try it. Go on a diet from sins. We go on diet for many, many reasons. So go on a diet from sins and then see the immediate difference that it makes to a person's life. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai, na nari hai. Inshallah, we'll continue with that in the Monday night majlis. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Allah, change the condition of my heart. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Ah, I listen to your name, O my Allah. With every beat of my heart, I hear Allah, Allah, Allah. Maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. I get such enjoyment, such enjoyment, such enjoyment, such taste, such pleasure. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے, 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 ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے, تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے, تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت, بس اب جگا دے, بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ, 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 اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری, اللہ 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 اللہ, 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 اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں, پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں, پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو, بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو, بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر, بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر, بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں.
हरदम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांसनों में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा हरदम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालू। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह।
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او بھائی بلور اللہ، او بھائی رحیم اللہ، او بھائی رحیم اللہ، او بھائی کریم اللہ، او بھائی کریم اللہ، او بھائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ، او بھائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ، او بھائی موسٹ مرسی فل اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. ہاں میرے پیارے رب، تو کتنا پیارا خدا ہے. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، ہاؤ لونگ یو آر، ہاؤ فور گیونگ یو آر، ہاؤ ٹالرنٹ یو آر. ان اسپائٹ آف آل اور سنز یو آر گیونگ اس ٹو ایٹ، ٹو ڈرنک، so much of clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to travel around. Allah, your bounties, your ni'mats, you shower upon us day and night. You blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning, with our hands and feet. Oh my beloved Allah. Tu kitna pyara khuda hai, tu kitna raheem Allah hai, تو کتنا قریب اللہ ہے. ان اسپائٹ آف آل یور نعمت او اللہ، وی آر سو سنفل، وی یوز یور ویری باؤنٹیز فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس ڈے اینڈ نائٹ، وی یوز اوور آئیز فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس، وی یوز اوور ہیئرنگ فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس، وی یوز اوور اسپیچ فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس، وی یوز اوور ہینڈز اینڈ فیٹ فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس، وی یوز اوور مائنڈ اینڈ اوور تھاٹس فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس. اے میرے پیارے خدا، بٹ یو آر فور گیونگ، یو ریئلی لو فور گیونس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز وین دے ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو ود ریپینٹنس. یا اللہ، وی آر اشیمڈ آف دا سنز دیٹ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ. ہم نادم ہیں، ہم شرمندہ ہیں، ہم گنہگار ہیں، ہم سیاہ کار ہیں، ہم بدکار ہیں، ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے. اے اللہ، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. There is no one for us besides you. There is no one for us, oh my beloved Allah, besides you. There is no one that can forgive our sins besides you. We cannot purchase forgiveness with our wealth and with our properties. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Ya Allah, it is just your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then when we were committing sins. From the time we became of age up till now, oh Allah, mountains of sins, oceans of sins. But oh my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, oh my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ay Allah, if man has made dynamite sticks which can blow up huge mountains, Ay Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of sins? Ay very Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that indeed we have been very sinful. But oh Allah, we don't wish to return to those sins. Ay Allah, put the hatred of those sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ay very Pyare Allah, Ay mere Rabbe Kareem, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive each and every one of them. Ay Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we have lost that position of honor and dignity upon which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left the ummah. Ay Allah, there is nobody to pass the hand of affection and love over the heads of the ummah anymore. Ya Allah, we ourselves have become enemies of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, we ourselves no more desire shariat in our lives. We don't desire Islam in our lives. Ay mere pyare Allah, but we are seeking forgiveness. Ay Allah, aaj raat hame maaf kar. Ay Allah, the hujjaj are returning from those mubarak places. Ay mere pyare Khuda, the tears that were shed in those mubarak lands, the tears that were shed on Arafat by thousands of abdals and qutubs and walis of yours, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of those tears, forgive each and every one of us. Allah, humare hal par raham farma, humare hal par karam farma. Ay mere Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then my Allah, you tell us, who do we turn towards? Who else is there for us besides you? Tere siwa humara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, bless us with happiness. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Oh Allah, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with your closeness. Ay Allah, bless us with the life of zuhud and taqwa. Allah, bless us with the life of piety. Oh my beloved Allah, give us a life of shukr. Give us a life of qanaat. Allah, bless us with good akhlaq. Bless us with good moral behavior and character. Oh my beloved Allah, give us such a bond with you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us such a bond with you, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us the realization that there will be no peace, no happiness, and no satisfaction in sins. Sins, oh my beloved Allah, will bring us restlessness, anxieties, worries, and drag us down the gutters. Allah, nafs and shaitan want to see us humiliated and disgraced. And oh Allah, you want to see us live a life of respect and dignity. Ay mere pyare Khuda, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Spiritual sicknesses and physical ailments, oh my Allah, we are all suffering from. Ay Allah, hum bimar hai. Ay mere Allah, hum bimar hai. Hame shifa ata farma. Ay Allah, those who are in hospitals, in homes, wherever they may be sick and ailing, give them cure. Ay Allah, those who are suffering financial problems and difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are blessed with children, make them obedient to you, your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and to their parents. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud, in Khandaq, in the time of Fatah Makkah. Allah, open the eyes and the hearts of the enemies to the beautiful teachings of Islam and Sharia. Ya Allah, bless them with Iman, bless them with Hidayat, bless them with Islam. But if they have become stubborn and obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will continue persecuting and torturing, then, oh my beloved Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Cause the earth to tremor and swallow them. Oh my beloved Allah, let the planes crash. Let the ships sink in the oceans. Ay Allah, create division and disunity among their ranks. Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Palestine, of Chechnya, of Bosnia, of Afghanistan, of Iraq, and all other parts of the world. Ay mere Allah, to ummat muslima ki hifazat farma. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Hamare masajid, madaris, tamam deeni adaro ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, all the good works of deen that are taking place, accept each and every work. Ay Allah, da'wat ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Allah, bless the workers of deen with ikhlas. Ay mere Allah, ek din dunya ko chhodna hai. Tere paas aana hai. Mere Allah, we have no capital. What are we going to come with, oh my Allah? Oh my Allah, before our time of departure comes from this world. Ya Allah, before the mayyat water is poured over our bodies, give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah from all sins. Oh my Allah, before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, give us the tawfiq to put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ay mere Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den. The angel is the death is going to visit us and is going to strike, and none of us know where he is going to strike, how he is going to strike, and when he is going to strike. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouth, or bottle of wine in our hand, or engaging and indulging in adultery or fornication. Oh my beloved Allah, people are dying in prostitute quarters, in escort agencies. They are dying in adultery, in fornication, in rave clubs. Oh my Allah, don't cause us to be the embarrassment for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The person will rise on the day of Qiyamah as he dies. Ya Allah, what embarrassment and humiliation and suffering if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to see on the day of Qiyamah his ummah rising. His ummah is rising with drugs in their mouths, engaged in zina. Oh my Allah, protect us and safeguard us from all sins. Ya Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment and shame to come upon our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, day and night he prayed for us. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after kissing the Hajr-e Aswad, the du'as that he made for us. Pere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo maanga tha. رکن یمانی کو چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا، مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا، میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا، حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر کے جو مانگا تھا، at the multazam he attached himself, how long he cried, he teared, oh my Allah, how much he prayed for us. Behind the Muqawe Ibrahim, after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, in Mina, in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that sinless Masoom Nabi cries for us. Ya Allah, the duas that he made in Muzdalifah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good desires that are in the hearts of everyone who has raised their hands. Ya Allah, fulfill all those good desires. Ya Allah, fulfill all those good desires. Those who are searching for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners. It will be a protection for them against sin and an assistance in their deen. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh my Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyiba. And the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips, let our soul come dancing towards you. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if death is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be one of barakat. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.